Today's daf is Shvuas Daf Lamed Daled, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. So again, moving along in some of the more technical sugyas of Perek Shvuas Ha'edos. So the context of today's daf is, of course, Shvuas Ha'edos. What's Shvuas Ha'edos? Reuven is in Din Torah with Shimon. He wants to summon two Edom to come testify on his behalf. He goes over to two Edom and he tells them, you know Edos about me. They say, I don't. He says, yes, you do. They swear they don't know Edos. And then we find out afterwards that they swore falsely. The halacha is that they now violated the parsha of Shavuos Edos, and as a result, they have to bring a carbon oila v'yoyre. So in addition to the Shavuos Sheker component, there's also a halacha, they'd have to bring a special carbon in order for them to get kapara, and that's the carbon oil of Yerub. So the halacha is that the only time one has to bring the carbon Shavuos Ha'edos is if the Edos that they denied knowing was an Edos that involved Dine Mominus. But if it was Edos Nefashos or Edos that involved Malkus or something else, it wasn't Mominus. Over there, the halacha is that there's no parsha of Shavuos Ha'edos. What's the makar to that? So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis brought a brisa, and the brisa had four makaris. Rabbi Eliezer said it says oyin in the parsha of Shavuos Ha'edos, and it says oyin in the parsha of Shavuos Ha'pekodin. And just like Shavuos Ha'pekodin is something that inherently involves mamon, so too the only time you have the parsha of Shavuos Ha'edos, if it's edos that involves mamon. Rabbi Akiva said it says v'hoya ki yesham la'achas me'ela yesh me'ela shehu chayev v'yesh me'ela shehu poter. There are certain types of edos where there is a parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos. There's certain types of Edos where there's no parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos. Ha'ketza, the Gemara is going to explain it in today's daf. If Tavoy Mamon, if it was a Tfias Mamon, there is Shavuos Ha'edos. If it wasn't a Tfias Mamon, there's no Shavuos Ha'edos. Basically, Aglili said it's learned out from the fact that when the Torah describes these Edim, it says, V'hu Eid, how so, Oira, Oyada. It sounds like we're dealing with an Edos that's Miskayemes, Beria, below Yadiyah, Ubi Yadiyah, below Yadiyah. And the only time that's possible is Be'edos Mamon. Again, that's something that's going to be explained in more detail in today's daf. And then finally, Rab Shimon said, at first glance, you would think you can learn it from Mamotzinu or Kal V'chaymer from Shavuos Ha'pekodin. Then he mentioned a pircha on the Mamotzinu or Kal V'chaymer, but at the end of the day, he said you could still learn it from Shavuos Ha'pekodin. How so? Either way, for Makairis, how it is we know that Shavuos Ha'edos is discussing Dafka Tfias Mamin, the Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Alef went through the first Shita, Shita's Rebbe Eliezer in somewhat detail, the Shita that learns it from Oi, from the Oyin, and now we're up to the second Pshat in the Braisa, Rebbe Akiva. So again, Rebbe Akiva says, Vayiki Yeshem La'achas Me'ela, Yesh Me'ela Shehu Chayiv, Yesh Me'ela Shehu Potter, Ha'ketzad, how do you know which type of Edos should have the Aloch of Shavuos Ha'edos, or which type of Edos should not have Shavuos Ha'edos? Tavoy Mamin Chayiv, Tavoy Dabaracha Potter. If it's Mamin, you're going to be Chayiv. If it's Dabaracha, you're going to be Potter. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question, Epochano, maybe Fakert. How do you know which Edos has Shavuos Ha'edos, which doesn't? All Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk for is V'haya ki yeshem la'achas me'ela. So he knows it's not Ela, it's me'ela. Some yeah, some not. But how does Rabbi Akiva know which yeah and which not? Says the Gemara, you have to say. Rabbi Akiva a'oyin de Rabbi Eliezer samach. Rabbi Akiva was really building on what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Eliezer was the first opinion in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, how do I know Shavuos Ha'edos involves mamon? Oyin. It says oyin by Shavuos Ha'edos. It says oyin by Shavuos Ha'pekodin. And we learn from Shavuos Ha'pekodin, just like there it's mom and so to here it's going to be mom. Rabbi Akiva really agreed with that drash. And that's how Rabbi Akiva knew that Shavuos Ha'edos involves mom. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva then is adding on that. That within the world of mamon, there are some that will have Shavuos Ha'edos, and there are some that won't have Shavuos Ha'edos. May Ela from Mamon. Oyin already narrowed down the parish of Shavuos Ha'edos to Mamon. Now, within the world of Tfias Mamon, Yesh May Ela, V'yesh May Ela. So, my bein Nayo bein Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva. So, what then is Rabbi Akiva saying differently than Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it sounds like all Mamon. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's only some Mamon, says the Gemara. Ikbe Nayo Mashpia Ede Karka. Then Afkamina would be if it was Edos that involved Karka. The Rebbe Eliezer Chayavin. It's Mamon. The Rabbi Akiva Peturim. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be Potter. So it's true. You want to know how Rabbi Akiva knows that the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos involves only Tfias Mamon and not other types of Edos. He learns it from the same place Rabbi Eliezer learned it. Oyin, meaning it's not four Mekoyres, it's really three Mekoyres. Rabbi Akiva was just adding Rabbi Eliezer. You, Rabbi Eliezer, hold all Mamoyin, even Karka. I'm telling you, Karka is going to be excluded. How do I know that? Because it says, V'hoyo ki yeshem la'achas me'ela, that there are certain types of even tfias mamoyin where you're not going to have the parashas full sayings. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, domahos, mashbi'e de Karka. I feel Rabbi Eliezer, patun, according to Rabbi Yechon, and that said, even Rabbi Eliezer that learned oyin holds that mashbi'e de Karka, there's no full sayings. By the way, what should that be tolian? Whether, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that learns Oyin, there should be a parish of Shavuos Eidos by Karka or not. It should depend on whether there's a parish of Shavuos HaPekodoin by Karka. Because the Makar, the whole limud of Oyin is, we're going to learn Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos HaPekodoin. So really, whatever that halacha is by Shavuos HaPekodoin by Karka, and that should determine what, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that halacha is going to be Shavuos Eidos. So is there Shavuos HaPekodoin by Karka? So it's totally in Karka and Exelis, Karka in and Exelis. So Tsugya is a little bit later in the Perek. But either way, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says that Mashpia de Karka, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Potter. So once you have Oyin, I already know. Dafke Mamoin, and not only Dafke Mamoin, Dafke Metaltalin, so my Ikab and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva being Moisef? What else is excluded? Ikibenayu Ede Knas. What will be excluded is Ede Knas. There's no Shfus Apikadim by Knas. And as a result, there's no Shfus Eidos by Knas either. Leman de Dorish Oyin. But according to there will be Shfus Eidos by Knas. Leman de Dorish Oyin. Rabbi Akiva is coming to add, and he's coming to say that it's not true that by Knas, you're not going to have the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan Oyin, and that's how you know that Shavuos Eidos is Noheges by Tfias Mamoin, and it's not Noheges Beshar Idios. Rabbi Akiva said, it says, V'hoyo ki yeshem la'achas me'ela. At first, the Gemara thought it's a second Makar. It's a second source to this idea that Shavuos Eidos is Noheges B'mamon. But the Gemara says, really, there is no mashmois anywhere in the Pasuk that Shavuos Eidos is Noheges B'mamon more than anything else. And even though it says Me'ela, maybe it's only Noyik by other idiois, and Dafka by Mamon, it's not Noyik. So the Gemara said, you have to say, Rabbi Kiva really holds of Rabbi Eliezer's drush of Ayin. What's Rabbi Kiva then doing? He's coming to Mayit even more. That not all Mamon, it's only some Mamon. What is he coming to exclude? Either Ede Karka or Ede Knas. Yitzhak Lili was the third sheet in the Gemara. He said, how do I know Shavuos Eidos is only by Mamon? Because the Pasuk says, V'hu Eid, Oyra, Oyada. So the Pasuk describes this Eid that doesn't want to come and say Eidos. It says he was an Eid. How is he an Eid? Oyra, either because of something he saw, Oyada, or because of something he knows. Now, ordinarily, Eidim have to see and know. I mean, you have to see. You can't say Eidos if you didn't see. Otherwise, you're an Eid Mipi Eid. And you have to know what you saw. Here it sounds like one or the other is enough. The Eidos HaMiskayem is Beria below Yediyah. You can be an Eid by seeing and not knowing. Will be Yediyah below Ria, Kosta Medabin. Where is that possible? It's only possible by Eidos Mominus. So notice the only time you're ever going to have that Loch HaShvuos Eidos, if it fits into this criteria, it's a Sug Eidos that is possible to be Oy ra oyada. That's only possible by dinei mamon. Zomali Rabbi Papa da Abayo. Leimer Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Less later Rabbi Acha. L'chura. Based on what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, I can prove that he doesn't hold like a chiddush of Rabbi Acha. Something that's mentioned in many places in Shas, which at first glance, tainted Rabbi Papa, I thought everybody agrees with, but I can back in from Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drasha that he didn't hold a rabach. What's this rabach? You've heard this before. The time rabach, there was a gomel that was oicher ben agmalin. V'nimtza gomel harug betzidoy. So there was a gomel that was acting to Vildavit, and they found a dead gomel on the side. And the question is, who killed this gomel? So there were a bunch of camels, they're walking together, single file line, and all of a sudden they find a dead camel. They don't know which one of the camels, definitely one of the camels, they just don't know which one killed it, but they see the one is Oicher ben Agmal. So what does Oicher mean? Rashi says, Tupshatim. Either he's just acting wild, or he was involved in Tashvish. We always speak out the Rajba in Bava Basra, Dav Tzad Gimel, where the Rajba says that the gomels are Tzonua. The Gemara says in Erev in Dav Kuf, you can learn Tzniyas from the Chassel. But if you look in the Yalkut, he says, not Tzniyas from the Chassel, but Tzniyas from the Gomel. The Gomel's a Tzonua, and the Gomel gets very disturbed if other animals watch it when it's Mizdavik, in Bazugoy, and as a result, it gets very, very violent, and it'll kill anybody that's looking. So this Gomel, who was Isaac in Tashmish, and somebody must have been looking, and the assumption is that that's why there's a Gomel that's Harik Batsida. So we don't know for sure which Gomel killed, but at the same time, there's an Umdana. It certainly makes sense that this is the Gomel. What did Rav Acha say? Biyodua shezeh hargoy. We assume for sure that this is the Gomel that killed. Says the Gemara, Rav Yoyi said, couldn't have held Rav Acha. Is like Rav Acha, because if you're going to tell me that Rav Yoyi held the Rav Acha, bedina nefashas nami mishkachas like Rav Shimon ben Shetach, because then it's possible to have a case of yediyah b'loy re'iyah even bedina nefashas. Now Gomel oicher ben agmalim is dinei mominus, but it's an example of yediyah b'loy re'iyah in dinei mominus. But says the Gemara, I can find you an exact case, a mirror image type tzior of the Gomel oicher ben agmalim, where it will involve not dinei mominus, which is because that's just niske momen, but it involved in nevashes. In fact, it's a mafurish gemara, another classic, well-known gemara. The Tanya, we learned that a brayis omer Rab Shimon ben Shetach erab ben Achama amli reisi echad shuratzach chaver lechurba. I once saw a person running after his friend into a churba. Veratz diachav, I ran after him. I wanted to see what he was up to. Umatzatzi sayef biyaday. I saw he was holding a sword. Vidam metaftev, and there was blood dripping. Vaharig mefarf, and there was a dead man lying on the ground. Amarti lai, I turned to him and I told him, Rosha, mi hargar lezeh. Who killed him? Oh yeah, and he was either me. Oh yeah. There's nobody else here. So it had to be either me or you. Based on that, I should be able to prosecute you. There's nothing I could do. Ella, Shimon ben Shetach said, Hamokim Yifram Imcha, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu take revenge from what you and I both know you did. Amru, it is said. They didn't leave from there until a snake came and killed them. By the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, asks, a snake? If a snake bites somebody, that's Misas Sayef, or Esreifa. L'chura, he was a Reitzeach. If he was a Reitzeach, he's Chayef Sayef. He didn't get the Misa he was supposed to get. Says the Gemara, he must have been also Chayef Sreifa, and he got Kom Lebedir Abimineh. That's why he ended up getting Sreifa. It's a Gemara. It's Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. But either way, so what do you see? This concept of Umdana could technically apply to Dine Nefashis, just like it could apply to Dine Mominis. So if you're going to tell me that Rav Acha is correct, that we go Basar Umdana by Dine Nefashis, then there's no reason you shouldn't go Basar Umdana by Dine Nefashis. And Rashi says, what do you mean? Maybe Dine Nefashis is more Chamer, right? That's the obvious question. The Teretz is, the simple Teretz, for Daf Yomi purposes, that it says, Al Pishnei Eidim by Dine Mominus, it says, Al Pishnayim Eidim by Dine Nefashis. So if you're going to tell me that Umdana is considered Eidos when it comes to Dine Mominus, that Umdana should be considered Eidos by Dine Nefashis. So why did Rabbi Yosi actually say that it's not possible to have Yediyah b'loy re'iyah by dinei nefashis? It's only possible to have yediyah b'loy re'iyah by dinei mominus. I'll give you a hechitimtza where it's possible to have yediyah b'loy re'iyah even by dinei nefashis. How so? Such as in the case of Shimon ben Shetach. Elamaya must be, you don't go basar umdana. Not by dinei mominus, not by dinei nefashis. And that's why there's no hechitimtza of yediyah b'loy re'iyah by dinei nefashis. How then is it possible yediyah b'loy re'iyah by dinei mominus? So if you remember from yesterday's daf, it's possible if two edim hear someone say, in. I'm moida that I owe somebody money. So they can come testify, and that would be the case of Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. But Umdana is not Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. Meaning, if the only Hechitimtza of Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah by Dinei Mominus, let's go through this well. If the only Hechitimtza of Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah by Dinei Mominus is where somebody hears somebody be moida that I owe somebody money, these two Eidim now run into Bezdin and they say, Bezdin, I heard Chaim Yankel say that he owes somebody $1,000. Did you see him lend him money? Did you see him steal from him? Do you know he has his Aveda? Does he have it? I have no idea. I don't have any information. I don't know. But all I know is that he was Maida. There's Yediyah, but there's no Re'iyah. That's Hechitimtza is possible by Dinei Mominus. That Hechitimtza is not possible by Dinei Nefashis. So if that was the idea below Re'iyah, then I understand why it's Miskayemes B'Dinei Mominus, it's not Miskayemes B'Dinei Nefashis. Why? Because if a person says that I killed somebody, ain't no the Mesa Matzmei Rosh on 101, there's no way he's going to be Chayy. By Dinei Mominus, it's Halacha, it does Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. So over there, it's possible to have Yediyah below Re'iyah. But if Rav Ach is correct, there's a concept that you go Basa Umdina, Alkopana by Dinei Mominus, Tainas the Gemara. that would be another hechetemtza of yediyah b'le'riya. And the truth is, umdana is shayich by dinei nefashas. What's the example? Rav Shimon ben Shetach's case. And the Gemara holds there's no svar to be mechalik between the dinei mamonos and dinei nefashas. So if Yosef Lili said it's never possible to have yediyah b'le'riya by dinei nefashas, must be it's never possible to have yediyah b'le'riya in a mirror case by dinei mamonos. Must be Rav Yosef Lili is less like the Rav Acha, but the Gemara says no. Afilu temi is like the Rav Acha, could be really Rav Yosef Lili holds like Rav Acha, and really it would be mishkachas yediya b'loy re'iya by dinei mamonos al yedei umdana, such as the gomel ha'icher ben agmalim, which means it's also mishkachas yediya b'loy re'iya by dinei nefashas, such as in the case of Rav Shimon ben Shetach. Why then did Rav Yosef Lili say the only time it's possible to have edus yediya b'loy re'iya is by dinei mamonos, l'chur you can have it by dinei nefashas as well? No. Rav Yosef Lili said, let's speak it outside first, the only time it's possible to have it both ways, say yediya b'loy re'iya and say re'iya b'loy yediya is by dinei nefashas. But enechinami, yediyah below re'iyah itself is possible with dinei nefashas. It's just that re'iyah below yediyah is not possible with dinei nefashas, which means you can't have oy ra, oy yada, you can't have it both ways, and that's the problem. Inside, afilu teima islay de ravacha, bishlam yediyah below re'iyah mishkachas lo, el re'iyah below yediyah heichi mishkachas lo, the other way is not possible. Milay bayi meida, don't you have to know, imoy v'kechavim harag, oy yisrael harag, imodam treifa harag, oy shalom harag. There's nothing to talk about that. If you want to say edus about dinei nefashas, you need to come with all the answers. You have to know every piece of information that's there to be known. As opposed to dinei mamonos, but you don't have to have all the information. So yesterday we went through that part of the Gemara quickly. We said, I am Berishonim, and we'll get to it in today's daf. But now it's today's daf. So we just have to go through it a little bit better. So what's the case of Yediyah B'loy Re'iyah that is possible B'dinei Mamonos? The case is where two Edom hear someone say that he's Moida, he owes somebody money. So they now have Yediyah, they know he owes them money, but there's no Re'iyah. They didn't see the underlying event that caused this Chiyuv Mamon. That's yediyah. They know there's a chiyuv mamon. There's no re'iyah. They don't know why there's a chiyuv mamon. That's something that is considered edus by dinei mamonos. It's not possible to have an equivalent thereof by edus that's not edus mamonos. And that was how Rabbi Yosef Lili at least knew half the equation. How you know that shvus edus is noheges b'mamon, it's not noheges by any other edus. What's a chetimtza of re'iyah below yediyah? So the chetimtza of re'iyah below yediyah, the way some of the Rishonim explain it, is where Reuven goes over to Shimon and Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $1,000. What are you talking about? Remember I gave you $1,000? You owe me $1,000. Shimon says, you never gave me $1,000. Two Edom now come, and they say, we saw Reuven give Shimon $1,000. But they don't know why he gave him $1,000. Meaning, they don't know if he was giving him a gift. They don't know if he was loaning the money, if he was doing Ashavas Aveda, Ashavas Akzei, like we spoke yesterday. They don't know why. They don't have information as to what the nature of that transfer of funds was. But they definitely know that Reuven gave Shimon the money. Here's the Chiddush for another day. The Chiddush is, tain is the Gemara, that once Shimon denies ever receiving the money, and he was proven wrong, he's now huchsak kafron. He loses his ability to tain in bezdin that the money that you, Reuven, gave me was really a matana. And therefore, whatever Reuven says in the world of Toyin V'nitin is going to trump. That is going to be the taina sa'amiti in court. And as a result, if Reuven says, I loaned it to you, Shimon's now going to owe him money. So it comes out that these two Edom, at the end of the day, are the ones that took Shimon down based on what they saw. Despite the fact they didn't know what in the world they saw. All they saw was the transfer of funds. But they didn't really know the whole story. They didn't have the whole picture. Still, their edus is going to end up standing up. Because in Lumbus, what really happened was, the edus made Shimon a kafron. Once he's a kafron, he loses his ability to tie in court. If he doesn't have it, you don't have an ability to tie in court, you're dead. There's no way, you don't stand a chance. And that's what happened over here. He didn't have an ability now to say that it was really a matana. As a result, we had to. Now, if you try to create the equivalent thereof in dinei nefashas, there's no way it's going to work. If two Edom walk into Bezdin and they tell somebody, we saw you kill, and the person says, I didn't kill, but the Edom end up proving that he really did kill, but they don't know if he killed a Yid, or if he killed an Ein Yehudi, or if he killed a Trefa, or if he killed a Sholem, the halachas, we don't say that once the person denied killing anybody or anything, and the Edom proved him to be wrong, he's a huchsa kafron, and now he loses his ability. No, it doesn't work that way. Over there, the halachas that the Edom have to have all the information. So the bottom line is, it's miskayenes Be'idia b'loi ri'iyah maybe, but ri'iyah b'loi idia, that's something that for sure you're not going to have by din and nefashah. Zok the Gemara, Shema mino, k'savar Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mashpia edek nas potter. We had in the beginning of the Flamed Gimel, so the Gemara cleared a shayla, e'boi luhu, the B'nai Yeshiva wanted to know, what's the halacha? Mashpi edek nas yechayev, or mashpi edek nas potter. The Gemara made it tali and moed beknas vachach baweid and potter. The Gemara made it tali mashpi ed echad b'mamain dovar gerim l'mamain a whole geshmaka amid Gemara daf lamid gimel amid aleph regarding mashpi edek nas. Says the Gemara l'chura, could we prove from Rabbi Yosi Aglili that he holds mashpi edek nas potter? Why? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili just said that in order for there to be a parashas shvuas edos, you have to fit in to v'hu ed or Ra or Yada. So it has to be Eidos that's Miskayemes be Re'ia below Yadia, Ubi Yadia below Re'ia. And the Gemara says the Chura Knas is not possible. These are the Chayiv, Nehi Diyadia below Re'ia Ashkechon La, even though it's possible to have Yadia below Re'ia. How would you have Yadia below Re'ia? A case that's similar to Rav Acha's case, a case that's similar to the Maisa Rav Shimon ben Shetach, where you have an umdana, you can't have where the person was moida that he has a chiyuv knas, because then you'd be moida a knas potter. Where it's possible is if you have a case that's similar to the gomel oicher ben agmalim, or the case of Rav Shimon ben Shetach when he ran after the person he knew for sure who killed him. So it's possible to have a yediyah b'lo re'iyah, but re'iyah b'lo yediyah milay boy meida. But as it relates to re'iyah b'lo yediyah, there's nothing to talk about. You wouldn't have the svara we had that super lumda of I make you into a huchsa conference. There's no question that in order to be mechayev somebody knas, you have to have all the information. Milay boy meida nachris ba basisra ba basula ba baula ba zok tigmar yasab rav hamdun and kamid rav yehuda ve yasab rav yehuda ve kami boyle. So Yehuda declared the following question: Mona mini sicha befnei pleini uplani the edim roya noisai mi bachutz. What's the halacha? Mamish the case that we just discussed. It's so much the case that the Rashba asks, he doesn't even understand this Gemara. Meaning this case where Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him that I gave you money, the person denies him ever taking the money, and there are two edim that know for sure that Reuven gave Shimon money. They don't know that it was a halvah, let's say, like Reuven's tining, but they know for sure that Reuven gave Shimon money. What's the halacha? Amalei Rav Amnuna, v'alam ma'atayin. Let's see, what's he tining? I amal lo yehoyu dvar me'yoylam. If he's saying lo yehoyu dvar me'yoylam, huchse kafran. He's a huchse kafran. Once he's a kafran, he loses his taina to say that it was anything other than what the Teveya is saying. So if Teveya is saying that it was a loan, the Nitva, because now he was established to be a Kafran, he's someone that's not an Emma, and he can't say that it was a Matana, for example. And even though the Edom don't know whether it was a loan or a Matana, at the end of the day, he's going to have to pay. And Omar in Shakli, Vididi Shakli, and if to the contrary, he doesn't deny taking the money, he's saying, I know I got the money, but it was mine. You're giving me back something that you owe me. Ko'asa Edom Ayavi. Who cares if the Edom are there? Amale, meaning the way he approached it, Rav Hamnuna was, he says, we have to hear what the other person is saying. What do you mean, are the Edom believed? Let's hear what the person's saying. I mean, the only way the Edom are going to be believed if there's some reason not to allow the Nitva to Taina in Shakli, Vididi Shakli, says the Gemara. He told him, Hamnuna, you're saying very good. Ul ta, come in. Zitzarayna beis medrash. Very chash of the teretz. Who the amalei lechaveri? There was a person who went over to his chaveri. He told him, "Mona minisa lecha betzad amudze." You know, I gave you money once. We were standing next to this amud, next to this beam, and I gave you money. Amalei, so he told him, "Leavarti betzad amudze." I never stood next to this beam. So this was the exchange. Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven says, "You remember I gave you money next to this beam?" He says, "Beam? I don't know what you're talking about." Asu trei sadi asidu be dehishten mayim betzad amudze. Then two edim came, and they says, "What do you mean? You were never next to this beam. You once urinated by this beam." Amar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, "Huchse kafran." Reish Lakish paskin. He said that he's a huchse kafran. Once he's a huchse kafran, he doesn't have the ability. Meaning, at this point, even if the edim never really said that they know why that he gave him the money or why he gave him the money, the edim don't really have a lot of information over here. But now the nitva is a huchse kafran and he loses his ability to taina anything to protect, to defend himself in court. Maskel the Rav Nachman, hay dina parso, really? A Bezin Shal Yisrael is going to pass. This sounds like the way the Parsian used to pass in Shailas. Mi koma me oilam? Did this person say he was never next to this beam? He says during this business transaction, he wasn't next to this Amud. The fact that you know two Adam once saw him there, that doesn't mean anything. Ikadami, some had a different version of the way this story went down. Somebody went over to his friend. He told him, you know, I once gave you money next to this Amud. I was never there. Nafku be sahadi. Adam came, the Hishtin Mayin, Bitsad Amudzeh, Adam came and they said, no, we saw him urinate by this Amudz. So that part of the story was the same. Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Huchse Kafran. Adam proved him to be a Kafran. At this point, he can't tie into anything in court. Amalei Rav, Rav Nachman, Kol Milso, Delei Ramya, Oleh, De Inish, Ovidle, Velava Daite. That the reason that he doesn't become a Kafran, he's not disqualified, is because people don't remember, you know, necessarily every Amud they've been by or every Amud they ever urinated by. So the bottom line is, what are you going to tell me? He's a Huchse Kafran, something that is expected for somebody to remember. There's a taina, why didn't you remember it? But Kol Milsa Delei Ramya Oleh De'inish Ovid La V'lava Daitei. See, those last Gemaras were brought in B'derech Agav here in the Sugis of Shavuos Eidos as we're discussing Eidos that's Miskayemes Be'riya Belo Yediya, which of course is a very big chiddush, something that you'd want to sit down with a chavrusa and go through. Well, we do what we do. Either way, the Gemara now continues to the fourth opinion in the Braisa mentioned on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which either you say that or you actually go through it. That's just much easier. So the fourth opinion on the Braisa Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and that was Shitas Reb Shimon. So again, Shavuos Eidos is only Noyeh Be'Eidos Mamon. But any Eidos that's not Eidos Mamon, there's no parasha of Shavuos Eidos. The Gemara brought Shitas Reb Shimon. So let's see Shitas Reb Shimon again inside. It was on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. It's going to be the topic from here until the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hayim it out. Reb Shimon said, Chayiv Kan V'Chayiv Pepekod. There's a Chayiv Shavuos Eidos, and there's a chiyuv shvuos hapekod. Ma'ala halon in a medaber el b'tfias moment. Just like shvuos hapekodin is dafka by tfias moment. Again, what's shvuos hapekodin? Shvuos hapekodin is where Reuven is teveh Shimon. He tells Shimon, you have my money. The classic case is, I gave you a pekodin to watch. But it's not exclusive to pekodin. I loaned you money. You stole from me. You have my aveda. Reuven tells Shimon, you have something that belongs to me. Shimon denies that he has it. He swears that he doesn't have it. We find out afterwards that he swears falsely. The halach is, in addition to his obvious obligation that he has to give Reuven back this that is his, he has to pay chaymish. He also has to bring a carbon. What carbon? A carbon asham. Asham gizelois. Different than the shvuos ha'edos. The carbon that the person that was nichshol in shvuos ha'edos has to bring as a carbon chatos. He has to bring a carbon oil b'yard. This is different. This is a carbon. They're both unique. Shvuos Eidos is unique in that it's not a regular carbon chatos, it's a carbon oil of a yoyrit. Shvuos Hapikodin is unique in that it's a carbon asham. But the point is that he has to bring a carbon asham, Karen, Chaymish, that's the halacha of Shvuos Hapikodin. So Rav Shimon says, L'chura, I know that Shvuos Eidos is Nayagas B'mamon. I could learn it from Shvuos Hapikodin. It's very simple mamatzino. Chayiv Kan v'chayiv Hapikodin. Why should they be different? And if Shema Lahalun Eina Medaber El B'Tfias Mamin, Avkan Eina Medaber El B'Tfias Mamin. If Shvuos HaPekodin is only by Mamin, why should Shvuos HaEidos be any different? Va'oid. And he said, not only is it a Mamatzino, it's actually a Kavachaymer. Ma Pekodin She'osa by Noshim Ka Noshim Kravim Kirchaykim Sulim Kiksherim V'chay V'akol Achas V'Achas B'Fnei Bezdin V'Shaloi B'Fnei Bezdin Eina Medaber El B'Tfias Mamin. Shvuos HaPekodin is very inclusive. You see, everybody is included. Doesn't matter if you're a kosher, you're a apostle, male, female. Everybody is included in the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin. And still, we exclude anything that's not Tfias Mamin. Eidos, Shaloi Yosef HaNoshim, Kanoshim, Krevim, Kirchayv, Psulim, Kikshayv, Veini Chayv, Ala Achas, Bifnei Beza, Enu Din, Shaloi Yehei, Medabra, El, Tfias Mamin. So Shavuos HaEidos, which is a little bit more VIP, where we exclude so much from the parasha of Shavuos HaEidos, certainly we should exclude anything that's not Mamanus related. So the Gemara said, but no, I don't know if that's a good Kavachaymer, or if it's a good mamatzino, you know, because I could tell you Malo Pekodon Shekin Lo Yosa by Mushba Kinishba Umezit Kishoike. Tell me about Eidos Shekin Osa by Mushba Kinishba Umezit Kishoike. Now at first glance, what do the words mean? Shavuos HaPekodin, although it's true it's very inclusive, but at the same time, it's a little bit exclusive. How so? Because Shvuas Eidos is Negeya, Sai, if the Eidim swore by themselves, Mushbi B'Yatzmai, and if it was Mushbi B'Yachir. Ordinarily, the only time a Shvua is considered a Shvua, if you're a Mushbi B'Yachir, is if you said, Amen, Kolo Oino, Amen, Acha Shvua, Kamaiti Shvua Mipivdami, that was Shmuel's memory in the end of Perek, Shvua Shtayim Bas. But Shvuas Eidos is a Chiddush, that even if you don't say Amen Achar Shvua, you're Mushbi B'Yachirim, you just deny after you're Mushbi B'Yachirim, that's going to be enough. So by Shvuas Eidos, you have it Sai by Mushbi B'Yatzmai, Sai by Mushbi B'Yachirim, as opposed to Shvuas HaPakadin, you have it by Mushbi B'Yatzmai, Uchura, you don't have it by Mushba B'Yachirim. So like also by Mushba K'Nishba. Another area where you find that Shvuas HaPakadin is more exclusive than Shvuas Eidos, and that is by Shvuas Eidos, the halacha is, even if the Eidim swore falsely b'mezid, the halacha is that you have the parashah of Shvuas Eidos. That was in contrast to Shvuas Bitoy and to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, but the only time you have the carbon oil of a yayrid if it was b'shoit. Over here, by Shvuas Eidos, you have the oil of a yayrid even if it was b'mezid. As opposed to Shvuas HaPakadim, you don't know that asa b'mezid k'shoyger, that mezid and shoyger could be the same. Meaning, on the one hand, you find that Shvuas HaPakadim is more inclusive, and still you see it excludes mamon, so kal v'chaim. Shvuas Eidos should exclude Mammon. But the Gemara says, I could argue just the opposite. You found me five chumras or five places where Shvuas HaPakadin is more inclusive. I'll show you a couple of places where it's more exclusive. So just like it's more exclusive regarding Mushba, Kenishba, Meza, Kishayik, maybe it's going to be more exclusive with regards to it only involves Mammon as opposed to Shvuas Eidos, which on some level is more inclusive. Maybe it includes even things that are not Mammon related. Talmud loy mar techete, techete, ligzei reshova. Nemekan techete, venemelalan techete, malan, ene medabal tfias Mammon. Afkan, ene medabal tfias Mammon. So Rav Shimon said, you're right. I can't learn it from a Mammotzino. I can't learn it from Kavul Chaymer, but I can learn it from another one of Yudgimu Midah Shatayr Nijashisbem. And what is that? The Midah of gzei reshova. Says the Gemara. Mechaku Allah b'marav. Period. So when in Eretz Yisrael they heard this brisa, the entire brisa that we just said, they left. Meaning they felt that there was something comical about this brisa. Mechaku Allah b'marav. So up the Gemara, my chuka. What was it about this brisa that they thought was so off? Meaning they felt that it must be there's a toys in this brisa because this brisa can't be true. What was it about it? And the Gemara from here again until the Mishnah is going to try to determine what's so funny about this brisa, right? What's the chukah in this brisa? Zok the Gemara. Maybe it's the ketani because the brisa said malu pikadon shekin like also by mushba kinishba meizik kishayik when the Shimon in the Braisa is being mafrich the Kal V'Chaymer. How was he mafrich the Kal V'Chaymer? He said that Shvuas HaPakadin maybe is more exclusive than Shvuas Eidos. How so? Because by Shvuas Eidos, also by Mushba Kenishba, and Mezid Kishayge. Shvuas HaPakadin loy also by Mushba Kenishba, and Mezid Kishayge. Fake the Gemara Mechti, Mushba, Piyatsim, Be'edos, Rav Shimon, Minolei. How does Rav Shimon know that there's a parish of Shvuas HaEdos when you're a Mushba Mipiyatsmai? The only thing that's mufurish in the Torah by Shvuas HaEdos, it says in the Torah, Vashama Koil Allah. And the Gemara learns from there, we're talking about a Mushba Piyachirim. So really, only Mushba Piyachirim is mufurish in the Pasuk. It doesn't say anything about Mushba Piyatsmai. How then does Rav Shimon know that there's a parish of Shvuas HaEdos when you yourself, when the Edom themselves made the Shvuah? The Gomer Bipikadin. He must learn it from Shvuas HaPakadin. So if you can learn Shvuas HaEdos from Shvuas HaPakadin, that Pekadinami Mujri Piacherim, then you should know the parish of Mujri Piacherim by Shvuas HaPakadin from Shvuas HaEdos. Ni Gomer Me Eidos. So why did Rav Shimon, when he was Mafrich the Kal V'Chaymer, assume that Shvuas HaEdos also by Mushba Kenishba, as opposed to Shvuas HaPakadin Lai also by Mushba Kenishba? How does Rav Shimon know by Shvuas HaEdos also by Mushba Kenishba? He knows it L'chura from Shvuas HaPakadin. Because really in Shvuas HaEdos all you see is Mushba. You don't see Nishba. Must be he learned Nishba from Shvuas HaPakadin. So if you can learn Shvuas HaEdos from Shvuas HaPakadin, you have to be able to also learn Shvuas HaPakadin from Shvuas HaEdos. So let's say that just like by Shvuas HaPakadin, you have Mushba B'Pi'atzmai, so too you can have Mushba B'Acherim, I'm going to learn from Shvuas HaEdos. So they just thought that How could you have it both ways? I mean, you're learning Shavuos HaEdos from Shavuos HaPekodin to know Nishba, but you're not learning Shavuos HaPekodin and Shavuos HaEdos to know Mushba? It's so silly. It doesn't make any sense. So they said, that's the raya, that there must be something off with this braisa. But the Gemara says, Umay Chukah, you're assuming that had it Reb Shimon know that Mushba Mipi Atzmai by Shavuos HaEdos, he learned it from Shavuos HaPekodin. Dilma Reb Shimon, Bekal V'chaimah Maisila. Maybe he learned it Mineu Bey from the parish of Shavuos HaEdos. Mikal V'chaimah, Mipi Acherim Chayiv, Mipi Atzmai, like Kolshkin, we had this earlier in the parak. Maybe Reb Shimon held, I know Mineu Bey. Madach is a parish of Mushba Mipi Acherim. Certainly, Mushba Mipi Atzmai is more chomer. And if that's the case, that makes sense. That makes sense for Shavuos HaEdos. But in the reverse, you can't say it by Shavuos HaPekodin. Madach, the Torah said, Nishba mipi atzma, you have Shavuos HaPekodin, certainly Mushba mipi achirim. So that's a Reb Shimon knew. Reb Shimon had no limud to learn one from the other. Reb Shimon said, but in the parish of Shavuos HaEdos Mineu Bei, I know Mushba, I know Nishba. How do I know both? Because the Torah says, Mushba mipi achirim, kal v'chaymer, if you make the Shavu by yourself. By Shavuos HaPekodin, the Torah says, if you make the Shavu by yourself. There's no kal v'chaymer, Mushba mipi achirim. So at the end of the day, what do you see? You see that Shavuos HaPekodin is more exclusive. So maybe if it's more exclusive regarding the type of Shavu that triggers the parish, maybe it's more exclusive as well as it relates to the halacha of mamon. So the Gemara said that couldn't have been the chukah because that's very easy to defend what Rav Shimon meant when he said this. Elaz of the Gemara chukah meza kishagi. The chukah was from other things he said. Rav Shimon said another place where you find that Shavuos HaPekodin is more exclusive because Shavuos HaEdos you have mezid and shagig are the same. It's negeya say if you're a mezid and if you're a shagig, not all shagigs, but certain shagigs also have Shavuos HaEdos as opposed to by Shavuos HaPekodin it's only if you swore falsely b'shagig. But there's no parish of Shavuos HaPekodin, just like Shavuos Bitoy, right? That's only b'shoigig. So too, Shavuos HaPekodin is only b'shoigig. Tiktoni, right? Malo, pekodin shkin liyasa boi mushba kinishba mezik eshoig. Mech, mezik gabi edos minole. So he said, I think maybe that was the chukah, because how did Reb Shimon know that you have the parish of Shavuos HaEdos even by mezid? It's very simple, like Sid Bei Manela, because it doesn't say to the contrary. If you look in the parish of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which is one of the Oilu V'Yair, it's mentioned right there in Perikim, parish of Vayikra, it says Vanilla. By Shavuos Bitoy, it says Vanilla. By Shavuos, it doesn't say Vanilla. So Luchura, that's how we knew that it's even by Mezid. Hachanami, like Sid Bei Manela, and that Shavuos HaPekodin also doesn't say Vanilla. So how does he know, Rav Shimon, that Shavuos HaEdos is by Mezid, and that Shavuos HaPekodin is not by Mezid? So that's what they said. That's the chukah with this braisa. That's how you know there must be something with this braisa. Abonu Rav, Uno, my chukah, I still don't understand the chukah. For that, you're going to mekoy sabraisa? Maybe the fact that the halacha of Shavuos HaPekodin is only b'shoigig and not b'mezid is learned out from a limud. It's mi me'ila. Maybe I know it from the parasha of me'ila, Reb Shimon Gamala. Maybe I know it from the parasha of me'ila. And what would be the basis learning from me'ila? Because when the Torah mentions the halacha of Shavuos HaPekodin, listen to the words of the Torah. Nefesh ki techeta umo'ala mal b'shem. The Torah refers to it as Mi'ila. So if the Torah refers to it as Mi'ila, maybe it's Dumya to the Iker Parsha Mi'ila. What's the Iker Parsha Mi'ila? When someone's Mayil and Hektish. And just like when somebody's Mayil and Hektish, the only time he brings the carbon Asham. That's how Mi'ila is if he did it B'shoigig. So maybe here too, the only time you're going to have Halacha is if he does it B'shoigig. But the Gemara says, I still think there's a chukah. Vahenu chukah. Because ad gamala mi'ila, ni gamala me'edos. Maybe the reason they thought it was a chukah, they understood. Meaning they got it. They understood that Shavuos HaEdos is b'mezid Reb Shimon held because it doesn't say vanilla. Shavuos HaPekodin, even though it doesn't say vanilla, but they felt learning from Me'ila. It says Me'ila. But they felt that there was a chukah over here because why you're learning Shavuos HaPekodin from Me'ila? Shouldn't it make more sense to learn it from Eidos? But the Gemara says, no, Mistabra. Mi Me'ila havalei lemeilav shekei Me'ila mi Me'ila. We just said the Torah says Me'ila. Adarabba. Me'edos havalei lemeilav shekei techeta mi techeta. It says also nefesh ki techeta. And it says in the parasha of Shavuos HaEdos, v'nefesh ki secheta. Whereas in the parasha of Hashem Me'ila, when someone's Me'ilak doesn't say the word techeta. So again, mechateisi. But the Gemara says, no, I don't think that's a chukah. Because Mistabra, mi Me'ila havalei lemeilav. It made sense, they should learn it from Me'ila, Shekein, because there's a lot of commonalities between the parasha of being Moel Behektish and Shavuos HaPekodin. What? How so? Shekein Me'ila, they both have the word Me'ila. Bakoil,
They're both noyeg bakoil,
anoshim and noshim, kravim and psulim, ruchikim and everything.
Nehene,
they both involve hana. Shvuas apakodin involves hana. You know, when you have somebody else's money, so it's kishmak. It also, asham mi'ilos involves hana. That's mi'ilo 101.
Bikavua, the carbon, both are karbonos kavua. They're not oil of yoyred.
The type of carbon you bring doesn't depend on your financial status.
Chaimish, they both have to add a chaimish
when all is said and done.
The asham, and both of them have to bring a carbon asham. So there's so many similarities between the parish of Shavuos HaPekodin and Hashem and the parish of being Moel and Ekdish. So that's why they fell.
But it says more, Adi Rabbi Meidus, Avalei Lameilav, maybe learn from Meidus,
Shekin Chet, they both say Techeto, Hedyet, they both don't involve Hektish,
they both involve Hedyet,
Bishvuah,
they both involve Shvuah,
Tavei v'Kafre, they also both involve a Tfiya and a Kfira. Someone's being Taveya somebody and someone else being Kafir. V'Oyin, of course. And they both say Oyin. So says the Gemara. So maybe, so, but the Gemara says Hanach Nefishin.
No, the reason they felt that there was a, at the end of the day, it made more sense to learn it from Me'ila is because Hanach Nefishin says Zok the Gemara. So what's the chukah over here? What's the chukah? The fact that he holds Mushba Kenishba, that's not a chukah. What was the thought that maybe that's the chukah? How does Reb Shimon know that Mujma Piyatzma and Nishba is the same by Shavuos Eidos and not by Shavuos Apakah? Don't you learn one from the other? No, I don't learn one from the other. Reb Shimon knows Mujma Piyacherim by Shavuos Eidos Minei Ubei Mikav Chaymer, which you don't have by Shavuos Apakah. And the fact that Mezid is kishoygig b'shvuas eidos, and Mezid is not kishoygig b'shvuas. That's not a chukah either. Mezid is kishoygig b'shvuas eidos because it doesn't say vanilla. Mezid is not kishoygig. You only have the parish of shvuas apakadin by shoygig because he has a limud from meila. There's a gzeira shavit. It says meila. It's a meila diga parasha, and by meila it's only shoygig. I learned it from shvuas eidos that we knocked out. But the bottom line is, so what's so funny with this brisa? My chukah says the Gemara. Elo my chukah. Maybe the chukah is as follows. Kiasra rapapa ravuna bray. At the end of the day, let's forward now to the end of the braisa. So what was the build-up of the braisa? Reb Shimon wanted to learn that Shavuos Eidos is Nehegas B'mamayin Dafka from Shavuos HaPekodim with the Mamatzinu and the Kal V'chaim. And then he fragged up the Mamatzinu and the Kal V'chaim. So what did he end up with at the end of the day? It says Techta, and that's how I know Shavuos Eidos is only Nehegas B'mamon. Freik the Gemara, Lefi HaEmes, Lefi HaMaskana, that is a Gzeres Shava between the parish of Shavuos Eidos and the parish of Shavuos HaPikadin. Lomalei the parich mamik pikadin shken liyos by mushba kenishba mezik ha-shaygig. Then how could Rav Shimon's pirchas be true? Reb Shimon's Pirchas presupposes that there's nafkaminas and halacha between Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPekodin. Two. What are the two Pirchas? Number one, Shavuos Eidos you have if the person, the Eid swore by himself or if it was a Mujmi Piyachir. Shavuos HaPekodin you only have if the person swore by himself, not if he was a Mujmi Piyachir. Number two, Shavuos Eidos is true whether the person swore or denied b'shaygig or if he denied b'mezit. Shavuos HaPekodin is only if he denied b'shaygig, not b'mezit. Lefi ha'emet that you have a gzeir shava. Well, how is it possible to have this difference? In gzeir shava lemechza. Shouldn't the gzeir shava now say that you're going to have mushba and nishba b'shvuas apakadin, and that you're going to have mezit kishaygig by shvuas apakadin? So they said, Rav Shimon, at the end of the day, once you have the gzeir shava, your whole pircha makes no sense. Aha! That's what's wrong with the braisa. But the Gemara says, my chukah, dilma ki parich, the pircha was mikami to take him like gzeir shava. Why can't you build up the gzeir shava? But basa the kama like gzeir shava like parich. Maybe you're right. Lafiha MS, once you have the gzeir shava, the Gemara would have never asked this pircha. We're building up. This is a geshmak of braisa, if you're halting cup. Right? Maybe the kasha is only at that point, before we knew the gzeir shava, there was a pircha. But anachinami, once we have the gzeir shava, you wouldn't have the pircha. Because the gzeir shava says that just like I know Shavuos Eidos Nehegas B'mamin, I also know Mushba Kenishba Mezek Eshoigig by Shavuos HaPekodin. But the Gemara says, V'loi, is that true? It's not true. Because V'ol Malu Rova Bar Itai, the Rabbanon, Man Tana Shavuos HaPekodin Leinitin Zdayna L'Kaporo. Who's the man that says that by Shavuos HaPekodin, that loch is that you only bring the carbon ashran. If it was b'shoigig, not if it was b'mezid, Reb Shimon he. You hear this? Again. Rava bar Itai told the Rabbanon, man tana shvuas ha-pekadim, lo nitan zlein al-kapara. Who's the tana that holds that you only have shvuas ha-pekadim b'shoigig? He said it's Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon? This braisa. Would Reb Shimon say it in this braisa? In the pircha. Now he's saying it lefiyo emes. Lefiyo emes, we just said that once Reb Shimon has the gzeira shava, the pircha is not a pircha anymore. Because now the gzeira shava, just like it teaches me Shvuas Eidos is only noyig by mamon, it also teaches me mushba kinishba and mezid kishoygig by Shvuas Pikadin, says the Gemara. But don't mezid kishoygig parich de gomala mimi ilo. Dahanich nefishin, avo mushba kinishba loy parech. Maybe lefiha emes, it was only mezid kishoygig that was the real percha, but mushba kinishba was not the real percha. Either way, says the Gemara, v'tehader edus v'tigamila mipikadim. But the Gemara says, I have one final question on all this. What's the final question? Lechura, why don't we now learn shvuas edus from shvuas hapikadim? How so? The mezid lav kishoygig. Why don't we say that if by shvuas hapakadin I know? How do I know from meila? It's only noyig b'shoygig. So maybe shvuas ha'edos should also only be noyig b'shoygig. Meaning we had no mefurish araya that shvuas ha'edos is neheges b'mezid. It was all. It doesn't say vanilla, but there was no real makar that shvuas ha'edos is noyig b'mezid. Shvuas HaPekadin, I know for sure, is only noyig b'shoigig. To the extent that there's a gzeirah shava, techata techata, between Shvuas HaEdos and Shvuas HaPekadin, it's afraid the Gemara, why don't we now learn that the hadar Eidos, v'tigmar lala pekadin, demezid the lav k'shoigig? Ma pekadin shoigigin mezid loy, af Eidos shoigigin mezid loy, ki heichid the yalav pekadin b'me'ilah. So once I learned Shvuas HaPekadin from me'ilah, that Shvuas HaPekadim is only b'shoigig, why don't v'tahadr, let's now have a second leg to this gzeira shava, now let's learn Shvuas HaEdos from Shvuas HaPekadim, says the Gemara, l'hochi kosvi rachmona le'edos gabi Shvuas bitoy. It's for that reason that the Torah wrote Shvuas HaEdos by Shvuas bitoy, v'gabi tumas mikdash v'kadosh, when the Torah wrote it by tumas mikdash v'kadosh, v'bekula nemem and v'nelan, v'kan le'nemem l'el l'chayv al amezik hasha. You're right, the whole makar that Shvuas HaEdos is not b'shoigig dafka is because it doesn't say vanilla. So you're telling me it's not a makar, it's just that it doesn't say vanilla. But it's not true. It really is a makar. Even though it's something that the Torah didn't say, but it's actually, there's a positive makar. Exactly. Torah is saying it, but there are halama. How so? Because the Torah literally put it in a parsha where the Torah says vanilla, vanilla, and here it doesn't say vanilla. So the shtika of the Torah is kehoida. The Torah not saying vanilla is if the mefurish said it's nagei b'mezid. So I can't make a gzeira shava now to be oiker something that's mefurish in the Torah. It's true. I do have the gzeira shava shvuas edus v'shvuas hapakadin. But at the same time, over here where I have a mefurish apostik, so to speak, as if it says mefurish that shvuas edus is nagei b'mezid and not b'shoigig. So I can't use a gzeirah shava between Shavuos HaEdos, Shavuos HaEdos, despite the fact it's a real gzeirah shava, according to Reb Shimon, it is the makar that Shavuos HaEdos is only noyig b'mamon. But to tell me that it's only noyig b'shoigig, that I don't have.